You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, though, we're going to be talking about bragging. If you had to ask Nicole,
yes,
what you brag about the most,
what do you think she would say? I don't. I don't know.
I'm
I can think of the two
for the
things
lightning.
For sure that she brags about, because that's going to be kind of the gist of this, is like, what does your spouse or your lover,
yeah,
your partner?
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering what she would say about you.
So I'm going to take the opportunity to say the two that she is constantly bragging about. One is how incredibly fantastic her husband is. I mean, it's like nonstop. And then the second would be her freaking pumpkin bread that she actually made this weekend. I just had a slice of it, and that's like her go-to brag, that she's like, I make the greatest pumpkin bread. It's healthy. As soon as I make it, it's gone within 2 hours, and it gets old hearing about her pumpkin bread, Dom, I think.
But I've had it, and it's really good.
I'm telling you, I just had a slice right now.
It's really good.
We have some friends where the wife is a bragger. It's like everything in her career. Like, she's how many people she's met in politics. She basically implies that half of the home decorating ideas on Pinterest have come from her, and people have stolen her ideas. How great her kids are, which they're not. How great her cooking is. How great it is hanging out with her. And I freaking dread hanging out with this young lady every time. And every time we leave an event, I do turn to Knick-Knack, and I'm like, what is it like to live with that person? Like, does her husband get super annoyed with the constant, like, look at me, I'm so great, brag, brag, brag? And I was like, if I'm ever like that, you need to, like, punch me in the throat. Tell me to stop doing that. I think it's annoying. Why are you making a face? I don't brag. What do I brag about?
Nothing.
You precisely.
Yeah, you never brag.
Mm-hmm. Give me some examples.
But I will tell you that I asked Gretchen about this. I was trying to think about the stuff that she's not a bragger. But I said, well, what about me? Like, if you had to point out your significant other, what does he always brag about? She didn't even hesitate. She laughed. She goes, the thing that you brag about is stupid because it's wrong. And I said, well, what are you talking about? She goes, you always brag about how you could be a foot model, that your feet are so gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you could be a foot model. And she goes, your feet are horrible. I'm like, they're not. So we started having a kind of a joking argument about that. She says, I brag too much about my feet.
Those big old nasty piggies.
Well, they're...
I've seen your feet.
Size.
It's been a cute shtick. It's been a cute shtick on the show for years and years.
Stick my ass. They're good looking feet.
I've seen your feet. It's a cute thing to say on the radio.
I know you. You wouldn't like anything about me, but I think, you know, a reliable third party, like the next time we do like a happy hour out somewhere, well, I might just kick my shoes off and we will have unbiased third parties.
Please take your feet off. Yes, please take your feet off, or your shoes off.
Anyway, so now we're asking you, what does your SO always brag about?
I got one. Nikki kind of spurred one. There's a knickknack that just texted us. My backing in America's pickup. I can back into any place. Easy peasy.
See, I can do it with my eyes closed. Making a face about it. It's like... So many things over the years that we've talked about, you've always told me you're the best at. And one of those is always driving. And it's, I'm like, you've always said I'm the best driver on the planet. And I'm like, that's a brag, right?
I'm a pretty solid driver, though.
You know, I'm the best at lawn care. Nobody does lawns better than I do.
My neighbors come to me for advice. They come to me for advice.
So do you see what I'm saying?
They come for advice.
I never brag about anything. And I can rattle off like 3 or 4 things just off the top of my head.
Well, listen, when you know something, you know something.
Okay. So, yeah. So Melissa really made me chortle here. She goes, he brags about always beating everyone at fantasy football. And then she follows it up by saying, good job, honey. Who cares?
Yeah, well done. That's great. There's
good job.
One
Pat
of those,
on the head. Good job. Who cares?
Trisha said, I got a nobody cares in this one. Mine brags about how much less money he spends when he shops. It's annoying. He's a coupon clipper. I just don't care. He's even posted on Facebook how much he's saved on shopping trips. And I'm like, honey, nobody cares. Yep, pretty much.
I used to brag about how if I was making multiple foods during a meal, almost like not as intricate, let's say, as a Thanksgiving meal, right? But just making something, I would brag. I'd say, I've got that skill where I can finish everything at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Everything wraps up and finishes at the same time. But I've lost that skill. I used to have it, and now I suck at it. I don't know what happened.
The toast pops too early. You're like, no!
Yeah, you're like, oh, now the toast is cold.
Oh.
I jinxed myself, I guess. Here's Megan. Megan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
What does your SO always brag about?
He always brags about hunting.
Oh, yeah, he's a big-time hunter.
Well, okay, here's the catch to it, though. He very rarely hunts, ever. But he bragged about his hunting nonstop. And he has, like, all the, like, the garage is decorated like it. But I think he hasn't gone hunting in 3 years. And anytime we meet anybody, he's like, oh, yeah, back at Lockheed, we went hunting. And I'm like, honey, we haven't done that for a long time.
Honey, you haven't had camo on for years.
Oh, it's like the old song Glory Days, right? He's just reliving his glory
days.
That's right.
And
it's,
So what's he going hunting for every time he's bragging about it?
Elk. He was all bow hunting. But, yeah, truth be told, I think he's gone probably 3-4 times in his entire life, and or her whole garage. It looks like a hunter's garage. He wants a Gaston chair from, like, Beauty and the Beast, and bless his heart.
That's the key. That's the word right there. Right? Yeah, those are the words.
That's all you can say. I suppose something like that, if that's all he's got to hang his hat on, you just don't burst his bubble, and you're just like, oh, yeah, honey, you're really, really good.
And you're not bragging about anything, Megan?
Oh, I brag about Jeeps. I owned a Jeep junkyard, and I have a terrible habit of if I see a Jeep calling out what it is and the axles and stuff on it. But I know I do it.
You got a rugged family.
Yeah, the rugged.
You're a
family.
Rugged couple, like, aren't you?
Dang.
All right.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a terrific day. Okay.
You as well. Bye. Oh, and please don't do the feet thing. That like freaked me out.
Don't do the feet thing?
Oh, you said the next event that you were going to show your
feet. Yeah, I'm going to kick my shoes and socks off. I'll just do it for people who want to judge them. So we'll all settle over in one corner of the bar, and I'll make an announcement. Anyone who wants to judge my feet, I'll be over here.
All the foot fetish people come scampering over. Ooh.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, it was somebody who wrote in was saying that I need to look into. Oh, here it is. It's Chelsea said Dom definitely needs to try getting paid on a foot fetish site.
Yeah, only feet, yeah.
If there's only feet, I'm in.
Yeah.
Megan, I'm glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. And then Kathy's busting me, too. She goes, Dom, you always brag about how you are so fast at self-checkout. That's true.
That's true.
That's one of my go-to brags.
You
I'm faster at self-checkout than anyone else. I know the codes for a lot of the
6011 bananas. Beep, boop, or is it 4011?
I know it's 4011 for bananas.
Yeah.
I know the 3283. I mean, I've got this stuff down, buddy.
That's pretty awesome. That's impressive.